Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephen Gaffney's here. Stephen's back. He's an almost 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of the Stephen Gaffney Group, and he's a speaker and a leader and the author of a bunch of books, including Be a Champion, including Just Be Honest, which we helped him launch many years ago, and a bunch of other books you can find wherever books are sold. He's our good friend, Stephen Gaffney. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Jim, as always.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Stephen. So one of the things that I wrote about this weekend, I was commenting on one of the rules that Dr. Sheree Carter Scott published many years ago, and that rule is the answers lie inside of you. And I think I know one of the things that you are working on lately is how to claim power in your life. And I think the key to claiming that, the answers you seek and the source of your power is not outside of you, it's inside of you. It's whatever you can will your body and your mind to do. What do you think? And your spirit, by the way. What do you think?
Well, it's a good point. So I do think the power is within you, but the answers are also outside. And one thing that struck me out of what you're saying is that the challenge that people say the answer is always the inside, they don't recognize that there's so much wisdom right around us. But it is true that the power is within us to get those answers on the outside. So let me give you an example of what I mean. I've, worked with some of the best executives, admirals, and generals there ever was. And the best ones, whenever faced with a problem, look inward, and as in what are they going to do about it, but they also are very open and look for answers on the outside. But they recognize implementing and finding those answers is all about what they're going to do about it and helping out the entire organization.
Well, and this falls back on something that I think we ought to include in our little summary here, is our little preamble, is one of the biggest problems small business owners have is getting out of their own way.
Absolutely.
And I think that has to be part of our conversation, right? Because those generals you were talking about, a great plan poorly executed will lose against a poor plan well executed, right?
Yeah, that is so true as far as, it struck me that with the military, one of my favorite quotes out of planning in the military is no plan survives first contact with the enemy.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean we don't plan. We absolutely plan, but we have to plan for making adjustments. Some people are too wedded to their plan, and they don't make the adjustments. It's like a quarterback going into the game plan but not willing to make the audible and adjustments. And, of course, the best ones out there, Tom Brady being a great example of that, is making adjustments. So I think that's true about any leader, but it's also true about with anyone. It's like, what's the intention? But the power is within us. So I came up with a distinction that has really been helpful for people over the past year, and it looks like just moving forward, it's just going to be it's a breakthrough for so many people because they never thought about it this way, and that's the following. The three types of individuals I've uncovered: powerless human beings, conditional, and powerful human beings. Hmm. Powerless human beings are the ones that say, what difference can I make, Jim? I'm only one person here. And what do you want me to do? Look at the economy. Look at what's happened with COVID. And there are 500,000 people have passed away. And absolutely, it's a horrible situation. The question is, what are we going to do about it? And how are we going to operate our small business? And how are we going to operate our business? Then there's conditional human beings that are always like, well, I can do this as long as, I get the right resources. Or as long as this other person cooperates. There's always conditional. They can't ever give you a straight answer. But powerful people say to you and say to the world and say to others, I'm going to do, I will make this happen. If I have any problems, I'll let you know, and I'll come up with some solutions or do whatever it takes to be
successful.
That's
a really...
They're not conditional, and they're not powerless.
That's a really important point that I hope people will take to heart. One of the things that drives me nuts, and this is how I say it, Stephen, is people who won't declare. Where are you on this? I need you to declare. Are you in? Are you out? Are you going to be part of the problem? Are you going to be part of the solution? Are you pushing? Are you pulling? What do you, I need you to declare. Pick one out. I don't care. You can be powerless. You can be conditional or powerful. You decide, but I need to know which one. What do you think?
Well, I think it's important to be aware, and that's one of the first strategies in moving to the powerful side, because here's what I found out, Jim, is when people are faced with crisis or challenge, they automatically move to the left of the spectrum. In other words, powerful people can easily find themselves being conditional. Conditional can become powerless. And sometimes in crisis situations, like with the COVID situation, even powerless people can become frozen.
Yeah, you said you move back and forth. It's like the levels of consciousness. I think I can see what you mean there. Yeah.
Yeah, and we all get troubled. So for myself included, right, when COVID hit and, you know, I'm running a small business, I'm like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? I'm a powerful person, but I became conditional.
But you can still say, you can still be a declarative person. You can still say, look, I feel powerless right now, but I don't like this. I'm going to fix this. Or, you know what? I don't have all the answers. I'm a little conditional, but that's not where I'm going to wind up. That's what I mean about declaring. And I think you need to declare to yourself, not just to me, but to yourself.
Yes. And that's what's been helpful for the spectrum, because people become aware and say, my gosh, being powerless is no fun, and it's actually not really good. And then they want to know what to do about it. How do we move to the right of the spectrum from powerless to conditional, conditional to powerful, and to stay powerful? And how do we motivate others? And the first step is really what you're talking about, which is being aware, self-aware, making others aware. Where are we on the spectrum? And so that we can figure out what to do moving forward. So sometimes just making people aware that where they are will automatically move them to the powerful state.
Even any leader with a bad plan who's committed to that plan is more attractive to followers than somebody with a good plan who's namby-pamby about it. It's just the way it is, isn't it?
Yeah, indecision doesn't ever motivate anybody. Nobody says, you know, I work for somebody who's indecisive. It's so motivating.
Yeah, exactly. I want some more of that, right? Hey, Stephen, I need your website, please.
Yes, it's justbehonest.com.
Just be honest. You can find all of his books there, including 21 Rules for Delivering Difficult Messages. That's just one of his many books. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Stephen Gaffney. We're going to talk some more about how to claim your power after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.